السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brother and sister in Islam. Until now, I'm between hurt, sad, anxious, wish, hoping. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow my message to be understood. I will repeat again the video and I send you by most likely American young man. I have nothing against him. He did a beautiful job. But from my perspective, from our perspective, it's very limited. He explained it and that's it. And he didn't explain even the roots. And I give you a glimpse yesterday about the education system in school and colleges and how is he bombarding you with certain understanding even if you don't feel it, to become argumenter, to become no respected or not respect the teacher. You can argue with the teacher, no problem. You can leave your children, do whatever you want, and you should not involve and say anything, which you see it all over. This trend is a fashion. This spread all over. This spread through the education system, cartoon, movie, shows, fashion, you name it. What happens if we do not have the proper education and understanding and the purpose of life? What you see is what you see. Believe it or not, I'm not feeling well, but I'm taking a chance now. Last night, I cannot go to sleep. I can't. Allah bear witness, I cannot go to sleep. I just woke up a little bit ago. Because I was super tired. Tired from thinking and talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Said, from the way we reach the level of unpoliteness. And when I try to analyze it and examine it, again, this is the price of what's going on. One sheikh, when I was young, he explained the human body, but not from biology. He explained it from one thing, something so beautiful. How the heart, Allah cover, protected in a cage, very well protected. The one who carry the ultimate, the belief of Allah, and all the secret recipe of your life between you and Allah. Allah guard it. How Allah elevate the brain and he put it in the top of the human being. And again, protect it. The one that will do the ultimate, highest noble things in this life. Think about Allah. Wonder and ponder and contemplating about the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Allah said in Surah Al-Imran. By this way, in here, I want to share something with you, which we lost it big time. Thinking as a Muslim, acting as a Muslim, reacting as a Muslim, behaving as a Muslim, talking as a Muslim, respect each other as a Muslim and put under as a Muslim huge big 100 million line. When I was young, very young, around 16, my first teacher teaching us. He used to tell us to study one hadith at a time, one story from men around the messenger per week, per month. One hadith, One story per month. And he make us meet and we talk about it. And he start crying and he tell us, what happened if the hadith or the story we do not remember? We do not remember what the companion said or the way he think, he or she is no value. And he emphasized to us is we have to take the hadith and keep thinking about it and try to make it alive in our life. And when you read the story of the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to quote what they say. We have to think how they reach this level of thinking and try to make their thinking alive inside of me and allow me to adopt some of the thinking. And otherwise, what is the value of this knowledge? Today, we pass link, we do da'wah. I see even we pass the knowledge between each other, and the person who passes it never even think about it or contemplating or benefit from it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he curses the scholar of Bani Israel, and he called them like a donkey carrying books. Give the ultimate knowledge to the donkey and let him carry it. He will not benefit from it. It's a warning for us. What the value of passing the knowledge if we do not respect it? And how to respect it? By living it. Or try. Try. And there's no way you can try it until you memorize it, think about it, and keep thinking about it, and come to a conclusion. Is me behaving according to knowledge, according to emotion, or according to arrogance, or according to genetic, or according to my nafs? Or I become just emotion freak? Do we value the relationship between us and Allah? Do we value the relationship between each other for Sabilillah? Do we value the message? Do we want to elevate the message? And this not to take it slightly. Like Brother Habib, Jazakallah kulli khair, I really was happy for him because his analyzation and reflection was so very beautiful. Very beautiful. I hope people will not understand. Allah bear witness. I do not want you to read it for me. It's for you. By this way, what is my message today? Believe it or not, I will tell you what my first teacher told me. Almost close to 50 or something years ago, or 40 something years ago. He said, if Islam do not transform you to the point you behave most of the time as a Muslim, think as a Muslim, react as a Muslim, act as a Muslim, what will happen? And he explained it to us in detail. During this time, we are drowning in the colonialism era and the Western thinking, and we do not know. We think we are a Muslim by worship, but once the Salah is finished, our attitude, our behavior, our thinking, our thought, our emotion, our love, is according to assumption, genetic, shayateen, and nafs, instead of according to the iman, the knowledge, the love of Allah, love of each other for Allah, to the point we cannot distinguish between activity, between each other and a relationship. The companion of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, they have different opinion, but they never have a division. They have a different opinion, but they never lost respect of each other. They address many issues between each other, but with the respect of whom they talk to. When I was young, on my journey, I read the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whoever embraced Islam today, he will not walk in the front of somebody embraced Islam yesterday. And when they asked why, he said, he embraced Islam, Allah chose him one day before me. He prayed one extra day before me. I have to respect. Today, we have no respect to the elder. We have no respect to a husband. We have no respect to a teacher. We do not know how to talk to them. You add to that the amount of assumption. I wish we stop assumption. Please, my dear brother and sister in Islam, assumption is not existing in Islam. Assumption, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it causing major sins. إِنَّ بَعْضَ الظَّنِّ إِثْمٍ. After assumption is a sins. This is what Allah said. There's a lot of ahadith about that. My dear brother and sister in Islam, my message today, how to take the knowledge seriously and behave according to knowledge, not according to me and you. And let the knowledge and Iman and Islam governing us, not emotion, not colonialism, not Western. Again, don't misunderstand me. The man in the video, again, he did a beautiful job from his own perspective. He makes the topic look so beautifully. But exactly like Brother Habib said, look at him, he's joking about it. And look at the people, they're joking about it. When you study, it's a different drugs. Is a different drugs. When I make you joke and laugh about your own fault, about our own your problem, this is the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Believe me, I value the video. I value the video. I value what the guy said. Because it's true. Truth is true. But if you listen to my audio messages, what are you going to do about it? Where are you going to take it from here? How much you feel responsibility toward yourself, your family and society and the ummah? This is the one. When I was young again, the same teacher, he tell us, his own teacher, he said, don't watch the news. And otherwise become haram. And when they ask him, how come? He said, if you watch the news and you see the calamity of the ummah, and you do not do nothing about it, you become accountable. And now, this watching put you in haram state. Because you see the condition of the ummah and you're not acting upon what you see. We're supposed to ache for the ummah and do whatever it takes. By this way, I have a message for all of you. Feel responsible. Feel honor. Allah elevate you with a high, beautiful message, the message of Allah. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, we have a lot to do. We have a lot to do. Please ask yourself, is me behaving as a Muslim, talking as a Muslim, reacting as a Muslim with adab and manner respected by Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is by itself called Iman. Iman, to scale yourself, to think about what you say, to whom you're saying it, how you're saying it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be a real Muslim, a real talker, a real activist, and the most of all, a real thinker. Thinker of Allah. Thinker for Allah. Toward Allah. According to the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the maximum we can of the most of our ability. I hope you understand my message. I hope we can reflect and say how, and record my voice and my talk, and see how I talk, to whom I talk, with what language, with what attitude, with what intention, with what manner, and put it in baggage and say, is this for Allah? Is this will enter my grave and be witness to me or against me? And even one of the messages of reflection, but I do not share it with you. The sister tell me, you keep calling Facebook is haram. I never say Facebook is haram. The activity is haram. Most of the activity is haram. Is backbiting is not haram. Talking about people is not haram. Talking about the person affair is not haram. Spread rumor is not haram. Spread mischief is not haram. Spread nonsense is not haram. Please, my dear brother and sister in Islam, be careful. Be careful of what you say and what you do and the way you're saying it. And for what purpose and what intention? I hope my message is clear. I hope my message benefits you. Allah bear witness. I spend a lot of time today reflecting and making dua for me, for you, for the whole ummah is my duty. May Allah accept my dua because I'm so weak. The only thing left is dua. May Allah accept. May Allah put barakah and nur and qabool and ikhlas in everything I say and I do. And may Allah allow my message to reach your heart and make it a source of hidayah, source of wisdom, source of basira and nur. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.